Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 11th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the U.S. launched airstrikes on multiple Iranian naval vessels, including 16 Minelang ships, near the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil shipping route. The action comes after President Donald Trump warned of severe consequences if Iran disrupted oil traffic. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called Tuesday the most intense day of strikes so far, targeting Iran's missile stockpiles, navy, and defense infrastructure. Iranian officials dismissed the threats, with top security official Larijani calling them worthless. At least 230 people have died in Iran since the conflict began on February 28. Analysts warn rising oil prices and civilian fears highlight the growing economic and humanitarian toll of the war. Another news. Toronto police are investigating after unidentified suspects fired multiple rounds at the U.S. consulate early Tuesday, calling it a national security incident. The shooting occurred around 04:30 local time, leaving no injuries thanks to the fortified building. Deputy Chief Frank Barreto said two men in a white Honda KRV approached, discharged a handgun, and fled. Authorities are coordinating with the FBI and have increased security at U.S. and Israeli diplomatic sites in Canada. Ontario Premier Doug Ford condemned the attack as absolutely unacceptable. The incident follows recent shootings at synagogues and an explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Oslo, raising concerns of retaliation linked to the ongoing Middle East conflict. Around the world, G7 finance ministers met virtually Monday to discuss stabilizing global oil markets amid the Middle East war. French Finance Minister Roland Lescure said the group was not there yet on releasing strategic reserves, but is exploring tools to stabilize prices. The meeting, chaired by France, also included the U.S., Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the U.K. Japan has ordered its reserves, over 400 million barrels, to prepare for possible releases. Russia offered long-term energy supplies to Europe if cooperation avoids political pressure. The talks highlight fears that escalating conflict in Iran and surrounding regions could disrupt supply chains and further spike oil prices worldwide. Another news. A planned visit by King Charles to the United States has come under scrutiny after President Donald Trump repeatedly insulted the UK and its leaders. Ed Davey, head of the Liberal Democrats, advised Prime Minister Keir Starmer to reconsider hosting the ceremonial visit next month, citing a highly political situation. Trump has criticized Starmer over Britain's refusal to allow U.S. use of military bases against Iran and earlier comments about European troops in Afghanistan, which Starmer called frankly appalling. Davey warned that the visit risks placing the king in the middle of diplomatic tensions, potentially overshadowing ceremonial duties with contentious political implications. Another news. Denmark's Supreme Court has begun hearing a lawsuit challenging the country's arms sales to Israel. Four humanitarian organizations, including Amnesty International and Oxfam, argue the sales of F-35 jet components violate international law amid alleged war crimes in Gaza. The case was previously dismissed by a lower court on procedural grounds, but the Supreme Court will determine whether the groups have the right to challenge the exports. Amnesty official Dina Hashem said Denmark risks violating the UN Arms Trade Treaty by supplying equipment with a clear, overriding risk of use in serious humanitarian law breaches. A ruling is expected in about a week, potentially influencing Europe's arms export policies. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.